Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And if I mess up the tagline a little bit, it's because I've been gone for 2 weeks now. And finally back. Good to be back, even though it's one of those things where when you're gone, you realize how much you really do when you're there. When you come back, it's like, okay, I got to get back on the horse and ride this thing. So today what I want to talk about is I have four different topics I'm going to cover in each of the four segments, unless I bleed over in my typical Babylon type of approach to life. But the first topic I want to talk about is I want to talk about peace of mind. Now, for those of you who have followed me for the last 29 years, and especially the last 5 years, and even more especially the last 2 years and 1 year, I've had almost everything go wrong with me that can go wrong with a physical body. As a young guy, I was bodybuilder, power lifter, Olympic lifter, physically fit. And when it comes to just taking care of the body, for fitness purposes, that's one world, okay? Now, remember, health, wealth, fitness, family, success, financial freedom. Each one of those is a different category in your life, and fitness is one of them. But there's something about your body when you get to be old. And nobody ever wants to admit they're old. I've always believed that you're old past 60 years old. And I know a lot of you out there that are past 60 right now are mad at me for saying that, oh, don't say that. I'm still, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, that's great. I'm glad you are. I have a friend that's 67 and he's got a bad back. But other than that, he's in great shape, looks great, has a happy life. You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there. But in general, even if you don't realize it, you're not the man you once were. Period. But what gets me is the stuff that you have no control over, right? Now, I probably have control over the fact that I ripped my bicep off 2 years ago. I probably have control over the fact that I ripped my rotator cuff out, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. That's wear and tear and then doing stuff that injures it. I tore my tricep off this last year. I probably could have avoided that if I had been a little smarter about how I acted at 62 years old. But man, when you wake up one day and you got your guts are rotted out, and it's something, it's just a disease that people get. It has nothing to do with specifically what you eat or what you drink. It's really hereditary type of a thing. It's one of those things you go, wow. So I've got this disease where part of my lower intestine rotted out, and it got polyps in it, and there's a name for it. Maybe I'll think of it before the show's over. That's how much I really care about what it's called. And so I went into the emergency room. The emergency room sent me to a doctor that in the hospital, and they operated, and they stick a tube in there, and they cut out the area that had a hole in it because the poison was getting into my stomach. And I didn't realize this. I mean, to me, it's like, God, stomach ache, it hurts, a lot of pain. I didn't realize that you could die from sepsis, is what they call it. It's internal poisoning. And I just didn't think anything of it. So I came out of the hospital with a tube in my stomach, and I proceeded to buy an apartment complex. Didn't stop me in any way, shape, or form. I did all my seminars with the tube in my stomach. I did everything that I wanted to get done that year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the whole bit. And then a week later, a couple days later, it got worse. I had to go back to the hospital, and they did a colostomy where they cut my guts out, took the lower part of my intestine out, called the sigmoid, and they just cut part of my stomach out, left me with a gigantic scar from top to bottom, stapled together with a colostomy sac hanging out of the side of my body. And this was a total degradation, mentally, physically, that you could possibly go through. And you think to yourself, what could be more deplorable than having a colostomy sack hanging out the side of your body? It just disgusted my fiance. She just freaked out over it. I freaked out over it. But there was nothing you could do about it, so you just had to live with it. And it had to be there for months because the intestine, after being cut open and taken apart, had to heal before you could put it back together. So recently I went back in to have it put back together. And again, cut me open from top to bottom, put it all back together. At least there's no colostomy sac anymore. Now I'm recovering from the surgery. Giant stitches and everything. So where am I going with all this? Other than I'm not trying to tell you. I'm trying to clarify a picture for you for how horrifying this is. This is actually more horrifying to me than when I had cancer. Really more horrifying than when I had cancer. Because when I had cancer, I was sick. They gave me radiation. I lost weight. I looked like crap. There was the potential I'd die, but there was the potential I'd die with this also. But this one physically mutilated me for life. I'll never be the same. It physically changed the way I can do activities and physical fitness for the rest of my life. So this is a major change biochemically, physiologically, and structurally for my body. And what I want to go through today is some of the stuff that I thought about as I came out of the operation. And you're laying in a hospital. I was there for 7 days, if you can believe it. That's how bad the surgery was. It took me 7 days before I could get out. They let me out of the hospital. And I was on massive amounts of painkiller, 24/7, just to keep the pain down. And when I came out, when I finally got out, and I got out as soon as I could. As soon as I could walk, I was walking, doing laps around the hospital. The nurses were laughing at me. Because I'm trying to exercise my way back to healing, which is physically impossible. They said it was good for it, but I figured, okay, if it's good for it, then 10 times if it's 10 times better for it. But as I got out, I started thinking about a couple of things. And one of the first things that came to mind to me was the peace of mind. You know, you wonder why I get on here for 29 years and talk to you about financial freedom. And when something like what happened to me happened, I can really see the difference in the quality of one's life. If I would have had to gone through what I went through for almost 3 months now, I've been under the knife and recovering from being under the knife. There's no way I could have worked during any of that period of time, probably. I did do seminar, but that's, you know, 2 days. I did some radio, but that's sitting down an hour here or there. But if I would have had to have a job, there's no way I could have completed my job. And I think about this because how would you have supported your family? How would you have taken care of that? So I want to talk today about a thing called peace of mind. I was sitting here the other day thinking about this going, you know, I never once lost the peace of mind that my house, my family, my businesses would not all be there, and I would not be massively financially secure when I got back. It never even crossed my mind that anything could even go wrong, that there would be any reason to worry. Now, that's the kind of peace of mind that allows you to focus on healing. It allows you to focus on other things. When I finally got out of the hospital and I'm sitting around the house, I started picking up hobbies and taking care of some stuff that had needed to be done that I couldn't do while I was in the hospital. There was this calmness, this peace of mind that came over me that said, Dell, even if you would have died, this machine runs itself. You could have left this to the world. The world would have lifestyles. My fiance and my daughter, they would have enough money to live for the rest of their life like queens. The peace of mind is a humbling thing to think that you could be in a position in life where you've made it, to where it's done, to where there's no more worry ever for the rest of your life that you or your loved ones will do without. That peace of mind is something that I've never really thought about as I talk to you about financial freedom. But now I think it's probably one of the most important aspects. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But today I'm first day back from being out of the hospital. And we're talking about what life means to you. You know, when your life flashes before you, when you're laid splayed out on a table with a, you know, just imagine like a fish being gutted. That's exactly what I was laying on the table. They cut me right down the middle. They took all my guts out, took out what they wanted, cut out what they wanted, put the rest back, rearranged them, sewed me back together with staples. Man, just think of doing that to a fish and then think of doing that to a human being. And then you start to think about what's important in life. And you also have to start to think about health as opposed to fitness. And how long can the human body exist? Now, a lot of people's bodies exist for a very long time, and to be quite honest with you, right before this thing happened to me over the last 3 months, I started in November, December, January, 3 months, yeah, I thought I was going to live for a long time because my uncle, the first Walmsley, the first male in my family to live past 65 years old, was having his 80th birthday. And I thought, wow, maybe all that was behind me because everybody in my family smoked cigarettes, drank massive alcohol, didn't exercise, grew up in the era that they ate bad stuff or whatever. And that now, in this era, that I was going to be able to have a completely different life quality, length of life, so forth, than what my family would. And there I was clicking along thinking, man, maybe I'm going to live to 80, and gosh, I'm so happy I'm rich, because that means the next 18 years of my life is going to be wonderful. And then when this happens, you go, wow, I'm 62. My whole life, I never believed I'd live past 65. But now I'm 62. I asked my friend the other day that's 67. I said, do you ever find yourself rushing to get things done because you're getting older? And he goes, no, I really don't. I just, you know, kind of. So he doesn't have any of that morbid, you know, death mentality that I have. And I'm catching myself now getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning again. And staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning doing things. Not watching TV, no. Not just mindless, brainless, dead stuff. I'm doing stuff. I'm studying stuff. I'm learning stuff. I'm re-educating myself. I'm making checklists. I'm getting up early in the morning and getting those checklists done. It's like, man, when you realize life is not forever, you stop taking it for granted. And you get out there and you start attacking life. I've got three or four things I've already done today. I got three or four more I'm going to do this afternoon. This is going to be a very, very productive couple months for me to get all this stuff that I want done. And then I hope to, once I've got it done, enjoy it. And then maybe do some other things. And you follow me? The point is that until you have this little click in life, and like I said, cancer didn't do this to me. I never really saw cancer as slowing me down that much to where I thought it was all going to be over. I don't know why. Probably should have, but this one really kicked me in the teeth. And I, like I said, I think it's the physical structural changes to my body that it made that makes a difference. It says, hey, you can't go back from this. You can have cancer and then recover and go back to being an athlete again. You see, the guy for the Houston Texans did that. Hal, I guess his name was. A.J. Hal or whatever his name was. I forgot his first name, but his last name was Hal. And he had cancer and he recovered. He played football this year. You go, yeah, okay, that's no big deal. But man, when they take away your body parts and they're gone, and it changes the way you see the world. At least it did for me, is what I'm trying to get to. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about, have you ever taken just a second to think about how precious life is and how long you have to live it? And if you are going to spend, remember, this is important to understand. I retired at 34 years of age, 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate. I retired. I've never had a full-time job since then. I've never had a job since then. I've taught classes. I've done some radio shows. On and off, I do them for a while. I get tired of doing it. I let somebody else do it. In fact, I've got people coming on now starting being trained to do them again. But I've never had something that tied me down to where I had to go to work. And still, at 62 years of age, at 40 years of doing whatever I wanted to do, it doesn't feel like it's enough. I want more. And I'm thinking to myself, you poor individuals out there, I shouldn't say poor, you unfortunate individuals out there that are still working full time. I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I wish I could touch you and help you. I wish I could get you to see that you're crazy for working 40, 50, 60 hours a week still. At 40, 50, 60 years of age, you're still grinding away at the stone. Because by the time you wake up, it's going to one of two things going to happen. You're either going to be too old to do anything. You're going to work until you're too old to do anything. Or you're going to get to the end of your retirement. They're going to fire you. You're not going to have any money, and you're going to have to pick up a second job to keep working to make ends meet. We've talked about this 1,000 times over the last 29 years. That's the way of the world. People are going to keep working until age 70. There is no retirement. But you're going to wake up one day and die. Now think how morbid that is. You're going to wake up and realize that you have not lived, and then you're going to die. And what I think you need to think about is, what can I do today to start living? What can I do now to make a change? Commit 2 to 5 years from now, be retired. That's what it takes. I used to say it was 2 to 7 years. The system has gotten so good, it's 2 to 5 years. Like I said, some people retire in 2 years or less. Some people retire between 2 and 5. Depends on your situation. Some people just replace their income and don't retire. But at least now they don't have to work. Now it's a choice. It's a work of love. But when I sit here now, after going through this experience, I can't do anything about my past. I've lived hard, rode hard, put up wet, torn my body up, but I've done everything I wanted to do. I only can think of you. What have you done? What are you doing now? What can you do more of? Can you get out there and do it? And then I start to think about after that, even if you had the time, do you have the money? That's the next aspect. That's key. And when we come back to the next segment, I'm going to talk about what it's like to have all the money necessary to be able to live the quality of life that you want. Because that's the next step. Okay, you now, today, this segment, let's talk, get out of your job. Get your life back. Buy your life back from corporate America. Next segment. Now, what do we do with it? How much fun can you have? Where can you go? What can you do? What kind of money do you have to spend? Let's not get those backwards. Step number one, buy your life back from corporate America. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today is my first day back from the hospital, and we covered earlier today two very important topics, I thought. One was peace of mind, knowing that no matter what happened to me, I was going to be financially free. My family is going to be secure. There was no need to even worry about money whatsoever, which I think is one of the greatest benefits of being financially free that you just don't think about. The next one is health and fitness, thinking about how long you're going to live and are you really out there maximizing your life and the quality of your life for the amount of time that you have left, and how do you know how much time you have left? And you look at your fitness, not your fitness. This is the point I'm trying to make, is it's not your fitness that tells you how much longer you have. It's your physical structure, you know. What kind of genes did your family leave you? What, you know, how long does your family live? And, you know, one of the other things is that kind of opposite of what I was saying was, you know, because mine, most of the people died early. And so I had to get my life out of the way young. That's why I retired at 34 years of age. That was a driving force for me. But I think that even if you're going to live a long time, the driving force is, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to work a long time because you're going to live a long time? Do you want to work a long time? Is that important to you? So we look at these things. But, you know, as I got back here, and I didn't have to do radio shows for a couple of days. I had really nothing to do. I just sort of started looking around and checklists of things I wanted to do and thinking about, you know, hey, better get stuff done. You know, it's time to get stuff done. You've just gone through something that proved to you you're not going to live forever. You know, you're human. You're frail. And not frail in that I'm weak, frail person, but we're all frail in that someday we're going to die. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, okay, what do I want to do? And I started working on ideas. And I thought about, man, I have all these hobbies. I thought, what are the hobbies and why are hobbies important to people? And I started thinking about it, you know, I started staying up because I can't sleep anymore. My brain is going 1,000 miles an hour. And so I'm staying up at night watching YouTube videos and training videos for different kinds of things and educational videos and getting up early in the morning, doing the same thing and making out checklists and attacking things to get them done, right? So I'm starting to think to myself, you know, what are all these things? And I figured out what my hobbies were. And I decided that, you know, I need to really focus on what a hobby is and how to focus getting something done. But then I thought today about, I need to talk to you guys about why a hobby is important. You know, if you retire at 34 years of age, what does a hobby do? Well, a hobby is going to keep you mentally sharp. You need something out there to create problem-solving situations. You need something out there to create goals and to strive for. So I have many hobbies. And the way I purchased this home was, this is a 16,000 square foot home. I have a 20 car garage, which is an 8,000 square car garage. And the reason we bought the home was not for the home, but for the garage, believe it or not. I wanted a 8 car garage or larger. I got a 20 car garage, which is even better. And so I have all these things part of my garage is a gym, and Melissa, my fiance, that's her little goal. She's building this little gym out the way she wants it. Part of my garage is a gigantic shop. I mean gigantic shop. You wouldn't believe how big it is. But everything I have is on casters, can be rolled away into the back room, hidden away, so that this giant 3,000-square-foot room can be turned into a dance floor, or we've used it for parties as a dining area. Dining area and dance floor, I mean, it's an incredible space. Then I have another area, which is a 3-car, 4-car garage area that I have my train layout in. And I have this massive train layout that I'm building. And then, of course, I have all my garages for my cars. You know, 2 cars, 2 trucks, ATV type of thing. And all those just keep by themselves. Those are just for vehicles. And so one of my hobbies is having this incredible shop and keeping it up to date with the greatest tools and playing with the tools and knowing that anything I need to do, build, fix, my yard, my house, my anything, I can do it. I've got every tool in the world. The other hobby is the trains. And I'm building this layout. You've heard me tell the story 1,000 times. You know, I built it, took it apart, built it again, took it apart. Finally got somebody to tell me or to teach me and mentor me on how to do it the right way. And this time, I think I've got it right. I really believe that other than a few small details that I don't really need to know yet as of this point, but the basic guts, the bones of what I'm doing, I've got right now. And I think it's going to be phenomenal when I get it done. I've had it up and going. I've never completed it because I never was happy. I'd get up halfway, get all the guts and the bones done and have it set and ready to go and using it. Trains going around. Yeah. It just isn't there yet. It's just not quite what I was looking for. So now I know I got that hobby. So I'm working on that hobby. I'm doing things in that hobby that I've never done before. I'm approaching it differently. And man, it's satisfying. And not only is it satisfying, it's making me learn new skill sets. I'm building models. And, you know, I've built big full-size houses before. Big things, full things, size things. Furniture, but now I'm building little teeny models and buildings that are really built just like buildings, but they're miniature. It's a whole different skill set to do it, different sets of tools. So I have to have different tools for this kind of stuff. All this different things that I'm doing, I'm layouts and planning and modeling. It's all different skills that I've never really used before, but it's fun. It's fulfilling and it's stimulating. And there's no financial gain from it at all. That's what's funny about it. But you know what's really nice? Is it to know that I'm financially free enough that whatever I want for that model, for that hobby, I can go spend. Don't even have to think about it. It means nothing. It's irrelevant amounts of money compared to the amount of money I make every single month. And then my second hobby I figured out was I bought this gigantic house with this yard. I think it's 2.5 acres of yard. It's not like 2.5 acres like a farmyard. It's 2.5 acres of ponds, pools, fountains. I have like 11 fountains in this house. And when I first got here, I decided what I wanted was I wanted an oasis. So I planted trees all the way around, or shrubs all the way around the perimeter of this 2.5 acres, to where no one can look in. You can't look into my backyard. You can't see. Then I planted a second layer of plants around the pool that were another 3 to 5 feet high. So you had 20-foot high plants you couldn't see into the backyard. Then you had, even if you could sit there and squint through the plants to try to see in, all you would see is a second layer of plants, which is another 5 feet high. And the pool is sunken down about 3 feet. Pool deck is 3 feet below the yard. So you add this other 4 or 5 foot high thing. You've now got another, you know, 5 foot, you know, anywhere from 5 foot to 8 foot high variance down to the pool. So there's no way people can look in and see this thing. Then I proceeded to realize that I have about 50 different flower beds in this thing. And every year, everything would freeze off and die off, and we would come back and redo it and spend money and time and hassle and personal disruption. So this year I decided, actually 2018, we tore everything out. Not everything, but most of the tropical stuff, and came back with an English garden and turned the entire backyard into an English garden effect with stuff that's Texas hardy that will not freeze, will not die, can get frostbitten, but will come back from that. And that became 2018's project. It took all 2018 to do that. It's not complete. There's a few minor areas I've got to finalize here in 2019. I'm on top of those. I'm all over them right now. In 2018, because I was injured, both my bicep, my tricep, my shoulder, my stomach, I could never work in the yard. My yard got destroyed. I lost my landscaping company right when I was the sickest. I couldn't get another one, so my sprinkler system went out. I couldn't water my yard, and my yard got destroyed. So now this year's goal is to get that yard back up to being yard of the century type of thing. These are my hobbies. To be able to have enough money to be able to do what I want in these hobbies is what makes a quality life, guys. And when you think about where you're at right now, do you have the kind of money you would want to spend? If you did have the free time, do you have the money to spend to make that free time a quality life? We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm just first day back from I'm out of the hospital. I'm aggregating my thoughts that have come to me over the last couple of days trying to share with you the different issues. And the first issue was peace of mind. Gosh, I wish you all could feel as financially secure as I did while I was in the hospital, knowing that I had no problem with money while I was in the hospital. I had no problem with money even if I didn't come out of the hospital. My family is taken care of for life. I'm taken care of for life. Even if I never made another dollar bill again, I would be taken care of for life. But I have income streams producing. So that's obviously okay. The next thing is talked about health. And have you thought about how much longer you're going to live? And have you planned your life out so that you make sure you don't get to the end of it and go, man, I wish I would have done more. You know, I think they call that the rocking chair test, as you're sitting there on the porch and saying, you know, what should I have done? Well, I'm going to call it the deathbed, you know, the deathbed approach and saying, hey, I'm laying on my deathbed. Am I really happy that I got more sleep? Am I really happy that I worked more hours? I'm really glad I worked that extra 50, 60 hours a week instead of 40 for my job. I'm really glad I made my boss rich. I'm really glad of all that. I don't think you're going to feel any of that. I think what you want to do is, and have done, is said, I've gone every place I want to go. I've spent the amount of time I wanted to spend with my children, my grandkids. I've spent the quality of life with my spouse. You know, I've stayed physically fit as well as the, you know, nature will allow me to be, and my genetics will allow me to be. I'm happy. Just bottom line, peace of mind. That peace is everything. Now, having said that, I want to share with you something on the other side. I think it's kind of a funny point, and that is being in the hospital, their TVs don't work very well. And being drugged up on pain pills, massive pain pills for 6 days, 7 days, you don't really watch TV. And if you do watch, it doesn't make any sense. So you just lay there and gel. And when I got back, you know, I realized I completely lost the habit of watching TV. And then one day, I just wondered, what's going on? So I turned on the news, and found that absolutely nothing had changed. Now, I've talked about this over 29 years of doing radio, that every time I turn the radio off, or turn the TV and radio off for a month, a year, doesn't matter. Nothing changes. The world out there exists without very much ramification to you on a daily basis. I see people that are politically inclined that waste their energy. You know, I'm not talking about the guys who get to be senator, and those guys get to make, you know, $400,000 a year for the rest of their life tax-free with unbelievable benefits. I'm talking about the idiots that work for the senators and the congressmen who work for free, that become political nuggets. I'm talking about the people that are going to jail now for Donald Trump, ruining their lives for politics, where they could have stayed in the private sector and whatever they're doing, even if it is considered wrong, no one would have cared. It's only because of the political battle that they're being sought out and criminalized. And I'm not saying they're not criminals. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is none of it means anything to us. None of it does. My wealth is not affected by those guys. The political battle doesn't affect my wealth. They can tax me more, and if they tax me more, I'll just go make more. You know, Trump made the taxes better for us, so I'll pay less taxes per dollar this year than last year, and next year even better. But most of that is because I had the planning, the foresight to see that I needed to go buy more real estate to build up my tax deductions. And so by buying my Class A apartment complex, I added $1 million worth of tax deductions per year, more the first year because of the new tax laws. But in general, $1 million a year in tax deduction. That means the first $1 million I earn a year is tax-free. Think about that. The first $1 million a year I earn is tax-free just because of one property. Now, once I get this one going again, everything's under control. I'm happy with it. I'll go buy another one. Then $2 million a year will be tax-free, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you work that up to $10 million a year tax-free, and you realize what a difference is. $1 million a year taxable means you take home $600,000, which is about $50,000 a month. But tax-free, it's about $80,000 a month, $90,000 a month. And it's tax, you know, tax-free is completely different. And so, please, turn the TV off. Sit down to your computer, start listening to my podcasts, start looking up information, get in here, get signed up, take some classes, start planning your future, start building your passive streams of income. I want to get to you before I'm gone. I want you to have 10 years left in your life to live the kind of life you want to live. That's what I'm all about. And by the way, my last hobby, as I was talking about hobbies last segment, is building businesses. And a business is something you don't work in. I don't have a job title in my businesses. I don't work on any of my apartment complexes, any of my real estate companies, any of my apartment complexes, none of that. I do radio for lifestyles, and I do one seminar a month, 2 days a month I work, because I want to. I don't have to. You need to go out there and build those passive streams of income that come in. Whether you decide to work or not, you still got them coming in. You need to change your life. You need to do it now. So turn the news off. Turn the BS off. Get out of politics and get into self-preservation. And remember, we're not doing this for a little bit of money. We're doing this for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
for listening to the Del Monsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Monsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.